Kenneth Fowler was elected deputy mayor of Innisfil on Monday night, defeating Rob Nicol. Fowler received 4,078 votes to Nicol's 3,553. Fowler, who just finished his first term as Ward 5 councillor, felt he was ready to step up and take on more responsibilities after gaining council experience over the last 4 years. "My son and I have walked the equivalent of 3 marathons going door-knocking," an excited Fowler told Innisfil Today last night. "With 220 signs, 5,000 cards, so many meet-and-greet events. I'm over the moon." Although Monday night was about celebrating his victory, Fowler was quick to point out that there's work to be done. "All this means is I'm putting my axe to the grindstone even harder," he said. "Let's go, we've got more work to accomplish and more to do." When asked what the key to winning this election was, Fowler pointed to his community engagement. "It's my interaction with the public," he said. "I'm always approachable with the public. I always try to be out at events. I always try to be available to answer calls and questions 24 hours a day. This is not a job, this is a calling. There are jobs that feed the family, and there are jobs that feed the soul. This feeds the soul." Fowler previously told Innisfil Today that he didn't decide to run lightly, with residents encouraging him to take on a larger role at the council table. "People from all wards have come to me because they knew promises made were promises kept. Anyone can claim they want to be a strong voice, but actions speak far louder." Championing Innisfil, Fowler ran on a platform that emphasizes keeping people in town and providing them with the resources they need as the community grows. "Servicing of the employment lands and creating an economy to take us from a commuter town to one where people commute to us instead," he previously told Innisfil Today. "Let's have people understand that this is the place to be. I have the engineering, business management, and contract negotiation skills to make it a reality. I want to promote attainable housing for our new families and seniors, primarily without the expansion of our settlement boundaries."